Who are those girls? It's JK. Woo!
That is ridiculous.
Oh, do I have a bone to pick with every single person who felt the need to comment the same comment 985 times as if they didn't read that somebody had already just commented that same comment 5 seconds before.
Oh my God. Guys.
Turns out I don't work in color. I work with color as we discussed.
Yeah, we've discovered that. Guys, we have so much to get into in this episode because we had No Que Dice Mi Gente last episode and Kathleen is currently visiting. We went to Olivia Dean last night. We had a JCPenney photo shoot. We have so much to talk about.
No, so much to talk about. But the first thing we must address immediately. Let's just hop on right into Que Dice Mi Gente.
Yeah, wait a second. I know we've like corrected the record like pretty much in every episode since we started Que Dice Mi Gente, but I have never, like the buying the shirt thing. Honestly, ridiculous. That arrived to my house. I said, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God, I know. First of all,
it's hideous.
Of course, I'm going to return it.
Oh my God.
Don't tell Jeff. Mr. Bezos, I will absolutely be returning this shirt even after I wore it. I don't care because you take everything from
us. You see, they cancel your Amazon account. They send you this video as evidence. They say, well, we know what you've been doing.
I'll be devastated. I buy so much on Amazon. I'm so sorry.
Oh, and have you ever been buying since you got here?
That's another thing I'm going to get into. But first, let me address the elephant in the room. And it is the primary color situation, which I know all of you guys were just commenting on the last video. Like, damn, I really wish we would have. Yeah, well, here it is. Here we're addressing it right now. I corrected myself. I said 5, but then I said 4.
Yeah, you mentioned this yesterday and I said, well, that's worse because you corrected yourself, still wrong.
Okay, but I made it less wrong. What would be worse would be correcting myself and then saying 6. Here's the thing. I knew there were 3 primary colors. I was getting it mixed up with the secondary colors, you know, because you know, there's primary colors and then there's secondary colors. And I said 2 secondary colors.
I literally think all of that is made up. Who cares?
No, it's color theory. It's real.
No, I know, but like...
Oh, like primary and secondary? Who's to say?
Well, that's the thing. And also, yes, it's real, but like, who said that?
Like, science.
I don't think it's science.
Like colors mixing and making another color is not.
No, like that's cool.
But like that is what we're discussing. That's what's happening.
I know. So primary is like you can make those without another color mixing to be that color.
And I knew that because you know what? I have the Makeup Forever palette. They have a palette that's like these colors and you can make foundation. You can make concealer.
Okay, everything. Then you actually are just dumb as rocks. That's crazy because I don't have that palette.
Oh my God. It's like a makeup artist palette that has the creams and you haven't seen people like do everything with that one palette. Samantha Ravindal did a video on it once in like 2015.
I haven't seen them do everything with that palette. I have seen people do like an entire foundation shade with just like pigments that are those colors.
It's crazy. Yeah, no, color theory is real.
No.
I should know. I work with color.
I'm saying like in the sense that who said a dollar was a dollar? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm on to you guys and I've said this before, but I'm so onto them. I know some of you don't know the things you're saying. You know.
She has a huge conspiracy theory about this. She said it yesterday.
Some of you search it up. Because you have plenty of time and then you come in and you act like, how could you not know that? Well, you didn't know it either. And you know what? We have no way of proving it, but I know it.
Yeah, like, come on. A lot of you guys didn't know about the antelopes.
Oh my God. No way.
No way. Please.
There's 0% chance.
Please. Oh my God. And Benjamin Franklin and all that. You guys are just like,
oh my God.
You're just as dumb as us.
I agree.
When I said that there were 4 primary colors, a lot of you guys behind that keyboard said she's right.
I certainly didn't question it.
Yeah. Why didn't you correct me?
I didn't know there was 3 primary. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Now, obviously, it makes sense because red, yellow, and blue.
You had to look at the shirt.
I did have to take a gander over there to make sure. This is a test with open notes, but
right.
Those are the only colors that you don't need to mix colors to make those colors.
Exactly.
That's the whole vibe.
Right.
Okay, I got
exactly.
It.
Yeah, okay.
I got it.
And so show me. I said 5 primary colors when they're still here. It was the confidence in when I said I work.
It was horrible.
In color.
Yeah, that was really bad.
And when I said that, automatically you would think that I'm sitting there mixing pigments to make the nail polish. And I'm not. I'm not in the lab.
Well, I asked her. I'm like, you do work in color. Like, it is kind of weird that you don't know the primary colors. And she's like, we don't use that. Like, I'll say like, more cool toned, not more blue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but like Talia, for example, whenever I'm like, I need it warmer, whatever, she's like, yeah, we need to add red, blah 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 blah. I don't do that.
Oh.
She does. She'll be like, add more blue, add more this, add more white. I'm just like, make it warmer, make it darker, make it lighter. That's what
yeah,
I tell them.
Yeah.
They basically they go off of her direction.
So that's what I was saying. She works with color, not in color. You're not in there, girl.
Yeah, no.
You're certainly not.
I take back what I said.
Right.
And I'm
that's
sorry.
Important.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
Wow, because you actually came in with a lot of anger. I was expecting you to scorn everybody.
Scorn? Well, no, I didn't need the 9,000 comments.
Welcome to my life.
Okay.
It gets really
and, you know,
hard.
I'm very upset. I'm very upset that the primary color conversation took over the sinners conversation.
No, I'm okay with that. The sinner's conversation was absolutely ridiculous. God forbid somebody have an opinion. You guys are literally insane and need mental help ASAP. But unlucky for you, we're not sponsored by BetterHelp. We refuse.
We have refused.
Oh, no. 100%. I'll never do a sponsor for them.
We better not, because we need a lot of help. So.
Like, I'm sorry, God bless, but like, I'm not going to touch the mental health space.
For a sponsor? Never.
Imagine somebody.
Or like a weight thing. Like, we would never be sponsored by GLP-1.
Oh, my God. No. God bless.
And God knows we've been asked.
No, God bless.
We've been asked, okay?
We do always get asked for the GLP-1s.
So we look out for you guys.
Well, just because it seems like such an intense thing to recommend to somebody. I'm like, if somebody starts BetterHelp, the therapist gives bad advice, they jump off a cliff.
Exactly.
That's like, our fault.
Exactly.
That's our fault.
No, literally. And I'm not going, like, talk to your doctor. Don't talk to me.
Please talk to your doctor.
Talk to your doctor.
Listen to how stupid we are. We still have to look over to see blue. I mean, come on. You're going to trust me?
Yeah, exactly. You can take our recommendations for really soft sheets, really great glasses, and some weed gummies.
And that's about it. No, the weed gummies people dropped us, remember?
What the frick.
And we only got two sponsorships by Soul. I'm very depressed by it.
Oh my God. And Out of Office.
Out of Office is Soul, honey.
Oh.
I mean, that's why they dropped us.
Anyway, that was me addressing the primary color situation. And I'm going to leave this shirt on the whole episode so you guys, case you don't know and you...
In case you need it for notes. But
you shouldn't need it because it was commented 4,385 times in the last
episode.
Everybody knows that.
The main comment was like, there's only three primary colors, but not a lot of them cited them. You know what I mean? They just were like, three. Okay, name them. I dare you.
Yeah, like I was off by one.
Oh my God. By two.
I corrected myself.
Anyway, as for the sinner's conversation, I will say really quickly, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It really is. It's like echo chamber galore.
What?
Everybody's like, Jesse, you are absolutely wrong. For my opinion?
Okay, I
you
will say.
You actually can't be wrong with an opinion.
No, yeah, I will say
that's what opinion is.
I will say that your opinion is straight garbage.
You
but
can
it can't
that.
Be wrong.
No, it can't be wrong because it's objectively
opinion.
An opinion. It's not a it's not a fact.
Yeah.
I think the special effects, when they're all burning, look like a fucking like cheesy 80 horrors film. I don't think the actual special effects, like I feel like it took me out of it. The beginning, the imagery and everything, I was like, damn, this is going to slay.
I don't agree with that. Like, I don't think the special effects were
bad
at all.
And my favorite is people think I'm actually dumb as rocks, and I am dumb as rocks, but somebody was like, Jesse, you don't get it. It's that the white people are the vampires because white people, like, it's about racism. I'm like, obviously.
I mean, I know that you get it.
No, like, I mean, it was clear as day. They were singing those, like, creepy little country songs.
No,
I
for
got
sure,
the
for
vibes.
Sure. It is just crazy that you don't think it's a cinematic masterpiece. Like, it is weird to me, but it is your opinion. What can I say?
We're all entitled to a wrong opinion. This is reminding me of when one of my really close friends, Leslie, she's a movie enthusiast, but unfortunately, every movie she likes is absolute garbage. And so she was like,
well, if it's anything like Sinners, I bet they're great films.
No, you don't understand. She begged me for, I'm going to say months, to watch the original Parent Trap.
The original one?
The original one. Oh, not Lindsay Lohan.
I love the Lindsay Lohan one. I could recite it.
Kathleen.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
The pelucas that they wore.
I think that's the real hair.
No, mama. Impossible. Impossible.
They look like guateras.
Oh my God. Literally, it's two guateras. I said, oh my God. And shit like that. I'm sorry. I'm a very visual person. Like, I can't focus after that. It takes me out of it. So, like,
oh my God. You're one of those.
No. I really, really am. So,
I only
like,
do that with bad acting. That's why I couldn't. I could not. Love Story, the JFK and the Carol Bassett show. He looks just, God bless, he looks just like him. That's why he was casted.
Oh.
Like, spot on. But my God, he's a terrible actor.
Yeah, that shit takes me out
Holy
of it.
Holy fuck. Yeah.
Nobody was a bad actor in Sinner at all, but like it just was cinematically like the actual
perfect.
No, like for instance that little loophole where Hailee Steinfeld, I already said it, where she became a vampire in 2 seconds.
I'll give you
and Michael
one.
B. Jordan took like 14 years. That to me, I was just like, okay, not realistic. And I know it's not realistic because it's a fiction, but my brain doesn't accept it.
I mean, yeah, it's vampires, God bless.
No, and then when they were all lighting on fire, me and Nassim were actually laughing. We were like, this is ridiculous.
The ending was so amazing.
No, I'm not talking about the Michael B. Jordan part.
I know when they were lighting up.
Looks like I googled like green screen vampire burning and then I put that fire over them.
But
that's
don't
what it looked
you,
like.
No.
I'm sorry.
But that's how you burn.
No, 2026, I want to see flesh melting off of your body.
I mean, I guess with the special effects and CGI, we really should get better.
No.
But like, that's how you burn. Haven't you seen The Vampire Diaries? Have you seen Nina Dobrev like have her vein in her system?
Yeah.
She sounds just like that. We just...
No! Yeah. It took me out of it. I'm just saying it took me out of it is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
understand.
I get it. It's the most Oscar nominated movie in the world. Oh my God. Congratulations. For you guys seem like you are the ones who won the Oscars for how much you protected it.
I will say that people did agree with, a bunch of people agreed with you.
Oh, 100%. God bless you. Yeah. Thank you guys. Honestly, I literally, there was this one girl, I just answered back. I said, God bless you. God bless you. We're in the trenches here. We're getting used and abused in these comments. This is ridiculous. So anyway, that's my opinion and I'm sticking to it. And you guys can't take that away from me. I will fight you.
I have to admit one thing.
Yeah.
I think had Michael B. Jordan not been in the film, maybe I would like it a little bit less.
A little bit?
Only like 10%.
If he was not in that film, that film would have been a hot doo-doo brown garbage.
No, no.
Are you joking? He made that film.
Of course he did. He's fucking spectacular. No, like
if you take him out of it,
he's so, yeah.
Put anyone else there.
No, you're right.
He would have said, boo.
No, it just wouldn't hit as much because he was just so good.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, off of the Sinners talk, because your comments almost made me buy a Sinners shirt and do what Kathleen was doing because, wow, I was pissed.
I hate Sinners or something.
Oh my God. No, guys, let me tell you something. I love that here it's all just one big inside joke, but wow, you guys really know how to yank our chain.
And honestly, like,
Michelle almost killed you guys. Everybody was commenting, Where's Jesse on Kathleen's Disney photos? And
I know, Michelle's like, I'm the Disney friend. And I'm like, mommy, they don't know that. They don't know that. My God.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I know. It was so funny.
Then I text Kathleen. I'm like, oh my God, damn, that's crazy. And then I send her like,
I said, everybody's asking for you in the comments when I went to Disney with Michelle. Jesse's Leo's like, really? They were asking about me?
Wow, it sucks that everything you ever do ever is attached straight to me. I hate that.
Oh my God. Who is this?
I think it's a delivery. Don't look at him like that.
Why do people keep delivering while we're filming?
Well, wait, we order
that's
stuff.
Not a delivery guy.
It's food.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Nassim ordered sandwiches. I did look at him crazy because it wasn't the Amazon guy. I thought he was coming to murder us. And it was a man.
Okay, and all you're going to do is go like this.
Okay.
To them? That's really what's going to save us?
Oh, no, it's a woman.
I'm taking that.
No, Hank. No, she's clearly a woman. I just can't see from far. You know that, obviously.
I was
watching Olivia Dean like this.
No, she said Olivia Dean looked like a glowing stick. Literally, because she was just wearing white. And then all you see is just a person on stage.
No, I'm like, wow, like, it's just like a glowing little figure. I can't see anything.
That's crazy.
I should have worn my glasses, bro. I really should have.
Abby had the right idea.
Yeah.
I didn't wear my glasses either. Anyway, this engine is probably super loud next to me.
Let
me
show you. Have astigmatism or something. I think she's trying to get our attention. So you might want to look on over there.
No, you have to look over there.
No, I don't live here.
No, I don't live here either.
Jesse, she's calling for you.
What are you talking about?
She's waving you down from her window.
What are you talking about?
Just look. I'm not gonna look. Just look at
it. What are you talking about?
She's coming. She's waving. She's literally. Hi.
Hi. Good. How are you? Thank you so much. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
The way you said hi like that, so aggressively and so quickly. That's crazy.
I did not. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Have a nice day. Before we go any further, we want to thank our sponsor, and that's GU.
I don't know who's more excited about this sponsor, me or Kathleen's mom, who's obsessed with Korean everything, Korean skincare, Korean rom-coms, or what is it called? K-dramas.
K-dramas. Oh, she's such a fan. I'm not going to lie, Jessie, the minute I got this GU in the mail, she lost her mind.
I mean,
she lost
her mind.
No, but seriously, Jessie, let's talk about it because I am obsessed with these toner pads. They are so, so good. I have been using them every single day, and they have replaced my other toner pads that I was using. I'm not even going to lie.
Same, because I thought I really liked the ones that I was using, but I didn't realize how much they were stripping my skin. So if you guys don't know, it's really nice to use a little toner pad before you do your makeup because it gives you a nice clean slate. You don't have any like leftover oils on your face and stuff. But the ones that I was using left my skin super dry. Like I immediately had to go in with my skincare or else.
I was using the same ones and I'm not gonna lie, I loved them, but I couldn't use them so frequently because my skin is very dry. These from GU feel so incredible on the skin, so moisturizing even. And they're designed for brightening, hydrating, they're anti-aging. It's an all-in-one like little toner pad and they're incredible. And every pad contains like a powerhouse ingredient like snail mucin, peptides, niacinamide, and it's really good for like melasma or dark spots.
Yeah, and even if it's just like your makeup that you feel like doesn't sit right on your skin, definitely give these a try. But also just check out GU in general. And if it's your first time and you don't really know where to start, I would recommend the Glow Up Bundle because it includes these wonderful, fantabulous toning polish pads and their moisturizer that has an AD in it,
which by the way my mom has been using every single day since we got them and she really likes it.
Yeah, and all their products are dermatologist tested. They have over 650,000 happy customers and they have a 90-day money-back guarantee, so truly it's worth a shot.
And for a limited time, GU is having a crazy deal for our listeners. Their Glow Up Bundle is already up to 45% off right now, but our listeners can now get an additional 20% off plus free shipping with our code JKPOD at JIYUSKIN.com.
That's JIYUSKIN.com, using the code JKPOD for an additional 20% off. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask how you heard about them. Please let them know that the JK Podcast sent you. And thank you so much to GU for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
You went.
No, wait.
You did. Roleplay.
Okay, the way you've been trying to make me feel self-conscious about my actions all weekend. Yeah.
Name another time.
Jesse said I love you too.
Oh, we do need to ask Chandler because she could...
Chandler, are you here?
She could have... You could have been right.
I hear things all the time.
Oh my God, but you literally bullied me about it for 30 minutes straight.
Okay.
And then people in the chat of our Patreon were like, and if Jesse did say that, that's really sweet.
Oh, right?
No, literally. You're such
I just thought
bitch.
It was funny.
I showed Jesse my Tower 28 brush and she said that looks like shit.
No, I apologize immediately
for
saying
that.
I don't know why I said it like that. I'm like, I know. I just was showing you my favorite new brush. My God.
Let's go in order of this weekend, shall we?
Yeah.
Wait, first, let me check if we got our JCPenney photos.
Let's start fucking there.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that was Friday.
I'm
and
pissed.
It is Sunday and we still don't have these fucking photos. Okay.
I'm pissed.
We took super cute 90s-esque pictures at JCPenney, okay? With like Janice, who was a lovely woman, by the way. We love Janice. Okay. Shout out Janice if you watch.
Yeah, but my feelings have you know, been tainted.
That's not her fruit.
It's not her fruit. It's not her fruit. But you know what I mean? Like the whole experience is just tampered in dark-sided stuff, and I just feel so angry towards JCPenney. I thought, haha, he's so funny. We're gonna do a JCPenney photo shoot. I wanted to do a photo shoot because, as you guys know, we are going to do a live show.
And this has nothing to do with that.
That's not true. This was the whole reason I booked it.
It's too good. We gotta post all of those pictures.
Kathleen is the worst. Anything we do, she cannot keep a fucking secret. She just wants it. She's like, let's post it. Let's post it right
I'm
now.
Like, we gotta share these glorious pictures with everybody. Because here's the thing. We get there and we're like, we don't have any pictures in mind. We don't have any poses. We only had like a back-to-back pose in mind. And Janice was like, oh, so you guys are besties? We're like, yeah. And she's like, okay, do you have poses? And we're like, well, we have one. Like, we have one in mind. We do the one. And then she's like, okay, I'll take it from here.
And boy, did she ever.
Oh my gosh. She gave
really
the best
there.
Direction ever.
She really did. We did all the JC, and I was wearing a Canadian tuxedo, like full denim, and we looked very 90s. We did all the JCPenney photo shoot poses, and hopefully by the time you're watching this, we have our fucking photos, because oh my God, she sent it to me. Supposedly she was like, okay, we're gonna send it, it goes through Shutterfly. Why? Just email it to me, but okay. I ordered a download link, like all the digital downloads. So we don't have any physical photos to even remember. So Janice sends it off to Shutterfly, allegedly. And then, oh, by the way, I didn't even tell you that. When I was talking to the guy, he said, it doesn't even show here that anything was sent off. I'm like, I watched Janice do it. Don't do it with my girl like that.
No, the fucked up part is that she's like, we have to tell people 24 hours, but you'll probably get it by tonight.
We were so excited. So excited. I checked every hour on the hour to get my JCPenney. Anyway, whatever. This is supposed to be for our live show in November, which is when we're moving into. Surprise.
That's so far away.
Are you ready to pick up your microphone?
Yeah, I wasn't talking, so.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
That's so far away.
I was, they heard me.
Okay. Cool. Anyway, by the way, we fully bought Britney Spears mics and we will be using them not for things like this, I don't think, more like tactile things if we're like, you know, making polymer clay or doing
or any
other
kind
activities.
Of challenges. That microphone thing that we did for Patreon.
Oh, that would have been very good.
By the way, guys, if you are interested in Patreon, we just posted a really fun video of us playing like a microphone game.
It's called Grab the Mic or something like that.
And I slayed that shit.
You actually were really good. I don't work well under pressure. By the way, somebody commented about like wanting us to do more challenges over here on the show. And honestly, I think like we've just got in the swing of like going on trips, talking about those trips for 5 years, and then, you know, just talking shit because it just feels more sustainable. There's only so many challenges and things that we can do, you know, in
but
general.
We will include more challenges here
for
on this
sure.
channel. We were actually going to do it opposite. We were going to do the grab the mic for the thing, but there was so much to talk about this week.
No, that's not even what happened.
Right?
We were supposed to do grab the mic for our main channel show, and then we were going to do polymer clay
oh my
video,
God, that's right.
A tipsy polymer clay video for our Patreon. And the power went out as we were filming that. We lost like 30 minutes of audio. We
role
couldn't
play.
Film that anymore.
Okay, so what the fuck just happened?
Oh my God, I lost power.
No, you're lying.
No, did the
oh my God, what the fuck, Jessica?
Does this even record?
Of course it did. Why wouldn't it have? Why wouldn't it have?
And yeah, that was very unfortunate, so we had to X that
I'm
out.
Not gonna lie, like when you told me the audio was lost, I thought you were gonna fully crash out, but you were so positive about it. You're like, it's fine, tomorrow we'll just do this.
Yeah,
we'll, do this.
Well, I mean, I had to just find another solution.
Yeah.
Anyway, we made it happen and here we are. But that is why we're not doing the grab the mic for this.
Yeah.
But like we do want to do more challenges and stuff.
I know,
it's hard
it's
because like
leave us comments though. Give us like really fun, good, exciting challenges that aren't boring.
Or it could be quizzes too. So like
or
we
quizzes.
Did the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, which we're not.
We did
that for Patreon and stuff. So like anything like that you think would be like a fun quiz for us
for
to
the
take
main
on
channel
stuff,
yeah.
Yeah, I would love to do that. All that being said, We still don't have our fucking pictures. They told us 24 to 48 hours. It's been way over 48
hours. No, they
didn't.
She told us 24 hours.
Okay, but that was just Janice on the down low. Don't do her like that.
Okay, whatever.
Should I call Alex?
Yes.
Okay.
Call JCPenney right now because that's not fair. He said 2 hours ago that it would get there.
Sorry, as I look for the JCPenney number to angrily call them back and check on my photos, I do just want to say a lot of people are asking us about the live show. Literally, there's somebody on our Patreon that's like, I have something in the middle of November. Like, can you guys please tell us, like, what is the time? What? We don't have an official date, but, and it's been tough to find a venue, and it's honestly like, wow. But we are
thinking first week of November or second week max.
Yeah, yeah. We're thinking, honestly, like if I had it my way, it would be November 7th. Like that weekend, that Saturday, I think that would be perfect. I think a Saturday would be perfect. Nobody works. Well, some people work on Saturday.
Yeah.
God bless.
I know, yeah.
But, you know, so a lot of people don't
a
work
lot of people
on
don't.
Saturdays.
Maybe they could take it off.
Maybe take it off. I don't know. But that's the weekend we're looking at. We're really, really trying to make November 7th happen because we feel like it's like separated enough from Thanksgiving. But it does look promising. So hopefully we're like in talks with the venue and we want it to like fit all our needs and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that stuff.
We will update you as we go. Don't worry. That's coming. We're also launching merch very soon. We will be launching the merch on Patreon first for like a week. We're gonna have our patrons have like exclusive dibs on it.
Yeah, that's like one of our perks. Okay, like if you sign up and it has like a list, so we do have to give them exclusive access. However, it's gonna be available to everybody, and it's not like anything's gonna run out of stock or something.
Yeah, no, because it's made to order, so it depends on what you order, whatever. By the way, Jesse's wearing. Okay, let me explain. So we have a few different options on this merch, and I would put them on the screen, but Talia is not done, like, you know, finalizing the little.
Yeah, yeah, we're at the very, very tail end here.
But it's really fun. It's very much us. We have like our remember when we did at the fair the little JK podcast thing that we got together in Orlando? Talia like drew herself like some like a version of that. So we have that. We have like Fantabulous University crew necks. We have hats. We have a bunch of shit. She's wearing a Do We Know Them hat today, but she is wearing a JK podcast. This is the only baby tee we're gonna be offering. Everything else is like a t-shirt, a crew neck, or whatever. Yeah. But look at this. It says I love complaining.
Isn't it so cute?
And I love the font. I'm not gonna lie. It gives me so much Sabrina Carpenter vibes.
Really?
Tell me no.
Yeah, it does actually.
That is such a Sabrina Carpenter shirt.
It is.
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. So we are going to have so many fun things. Honestly, like stickers, cups. I mean, the cup is my favorite.
Coffee in there.
Coffee
imagine.
In there. So
wow,
cute.
The stickers. I love. I know. We have a hat that also says "I love complaining," but it's in the "I love Lucy" font
and with a little JK heart on the side.
God.
I love
anyway,
it so
it's
much.
It's gonna be so good, so good. Stay tuned for that. That it will be coming soon.
So literally within the next few weeks, like next few episodes, we will be announcing it, and then you will be able to get it, and that's so exciting.
It's so exciting. Anyway, guys, we have so much more to talk about.
We do. Do we want to do a que dice mi gente? Like a full one, not just us like telling them, please stop bullying us.
Oh, mama, there's only two comments.
Really?
So this is gone and destroy primary colors.
Really? No, didn't you also get clocked for the cherry pantry thing?
Yeah. Turns out there is a pie cupboard that people use or something. People keep their.
That
fucking...
was actually what prompted me from telling Kathleen. I'm like, I think they make things up sometimes.
Like,
I'm like,
Google,
oh yeah,
cherry
it's common
pantry.
Knowledge that pantries for pies is common. Really?
Yeah, apparently it is. Apparently it is.
Where'd you grow up in fucking Montana?
Oh my God, we didn't talk about this on Patreon because we went into detail about the Olivia Dean concert over on Patreon, but guys, I had no idea.
Cherry Lady of Death episode got hyped in podcast.
Wow. Me and Jesse have matching birthmarks.
Guys, we're cousins.
Look at
what
this.
Is this?
Wow, zoom in on that, mama.
Isn't that amazing?
That is crazy. That
no,
is
and
crazy.
The way when she discovers, she goes, I'm like, what? She's like, we have matching birthmarks.
I know.
Literally, mine is like turned up.
I know, but it's like on your arm as well.
No, it's crazy.
No, it's crazy.
Nuts.
I'm really, really tapped into the best Wi-Fi. Yeah. I really am.
Oh, wait, hold on. I got to call JCPenney
before they close. What the fuck? Call them. Bro, it's so funny. When she was calling JCPenney earlier, she would answer in a super normal tone, right? Like this Alex guy would ask a question. He'd be like, so did you place the order at 12? Let's say that's not what he asked, but she'd be like, yeah. But this is how she would answer it. So did you place the order at 12? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
For every question...
I didn't do that.
She's like, no, yeah, of course, I was there yesterday.
Well, I think if you can internalize your anger, that's a good thing.
No, that's good.
It's not Alex's
you're
fault.
Really keeping it together. Yeah. You're really keeping it together.
Let's see what he has to say.
We were eating Mexican food and she muted herself and she's like, oh my God, you're going to be farting all over the plane and shitting yourself. And she's like, imagine I wasn't muted.
Please wait while we connect you with a representative.
Where the fuck are our pictures, Alex and Janice? We're like, hi, Alex, I've called 16 times today. That's what she did. Watch it. Keeping a clippy cool eye on her.
Hi, Alex. This is Jessica again. We spoke earlier about the photos.
Hi. Any luck with the new email?
None. Yeah.
Oh, okay. The good news is we are with our last customer, so we would be able to focus on your situation.
Okay.
So, yeah. I was hoping that those would fix it.
Yeah, me too.
But what I'm thinking is it's probably on the lab bed. We called, but it looks like they were out for the day. They aren't back until like tomorrow.
So you guys don't have like the actual photos? They're the ones that have the photos?
Not those ones, no. Like for digitals, we would send them to like our lab to send them out to you guys. Well, actually, for the digital, if I'm not mistaken, for the digitals.
That's what I figured, like that they get sent off. I just don't know like where the actual pictures, like who would have them so that I would be able to call them and ask for them. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. What I can call now, it's another number. It looks like a thing, duty of services. So I can either call them.
I need 2x speed.
It's the same truck. He's doing that on purpose. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Do you have my number to maybe give me a call back, or do you want me to call back? I can do that as well.
Yeah, and if I don't reach back with you, I definitely want to give you their number.
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
There's two numbers. One says internal only.
You know, you have a pen and paper.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, so 888, that's the internal only number.
Okay.
Now for the other number, it's saying 800,
mm-hmm.
So 800. See, let me call it to make sure that's the correct number. So I'll have you on the line while I call.
Okay, sounds good.
I ain't talking into the mic.
I want to make sure.
I need to breathe. I need to breathe. I need to get sunspot. Sunspot. It's not his fault. It's not his fault, but why do I want to kill everyone in sight?
Okay, I believe that church number is that lab number.
Okay.
So I will try that other number.
Okay, sounds good.
So unfortunately, it looks like they aren't there.
I guess I'm confused with the terminology lab when they're just digital photos, like they're not being processed, you know what I mean? Did they get deleted, like on your end?
They're there, like they are still there. The only thing is, when we send them out, it doesn't look like you're receiving them. The only thing is that the photos are popping up. It's not that they're deleted or not in the system. It may be because the photos were like 2 days ago. It requires like a later day for your name to be on the system.
Okay.
I said look for a link.
Okay. So then I'll just hear back in a little bit.
Very soon, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I literally edited and posted a TikTok in that entire time.
I literally thought I was just going to call and say, hey, you know, that was fucking grueling.
He
doesn't know.
Talked like at this speed.
Just like my ex-boyfriend. God bless him. No, Richie, God bless.
No,
but only when he got drunk. Remember, I told you like every time he would get drunk, he would say one word per minute. And I was like, please, Richie, I'm falling asleep here in between words.
No, okay, but in your videos, he didn't.
Yeah,
like
all
that.
Of that to tell me. He has absolutely no idea why I don't have my photos. And he also is pretty not sure how I can get them.
No, he's like, she's like, so is this like a customer service number? He's like, I think.
No, he gave me two numbers. No, he gave me three numbers. Two of those numbers he read to me were internal numbers, which was numbers you're not supposed to give me.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck was... Yeah. Bro, he was
then,
saying the...
Then he proceeds at the very end there to say, those two numbers I gave you were completely irrelevant.
No, and then he said, it's just that our computers are from 1996. And yeah.
Well, I just kept asking him, like, can you look at my pictures right now? Like, if... At your office right now, you could see them. Yes, I could see them. I'm like, is there a way you could send them to me? Like, just save them and send them to me. He's like, well, it's through this like platform thing. I'm like, okay.
I can't believe he can't just send them. It's so
of course he can.
I know. It's
of course he can.
Of course he can.
God bless. Of course he can.
My God, that was crazy.
He's trying to help me, but that was honestly grueling. I was not mean whatsoever. He actually thanked me for my patience.
Oh no, you were actually so nice.
Yeah, but like, I did want to punch
I
you.
No, I would have.
I wanted to punch you.
No, I was like, oh my God, I really hope she doesn't start douching over here. But like, I have less patience than you. It turns out, because
really?
Like, yeah, halfway through the call, I would have been like, I feel like we're not getting anywhere, sir. Like,
oh,
I swear,
no,
I would have.
No, I'm very like,
no,
okay,
no, floppy.
And then I mute you, and then I talk shit on mute, like a good girl. Anyway, where
anyway,
the fuck were we even? I have no idea.
Well, apparently we were still by JCPenney Friday.
My God.
Guys, I tried chicken salad chick for a second time, and let me tell you, still kind of like not amazing, but the grape salad, I loved it.
Grape salad's right. Good.
Bro, with the brown sugar?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, at that point, why are we eating grapes?
Because they're delicious.
Well, actually, I take that back because my mom makes a Slay Ambrosia salad that has leche condensada. So
that's Slay's. Anyway, not so bad. I kind of liked it.
Oh my God. I got so thrown off by that phone call.
I know.
I'm
that was
completely
truly
in a fucking fog of nothing.
Oh my God. You have written down. Guys, when we were this, how crazy was this? When we were walking to the concert.
Oh my God. That's literally the only thing you have written down, I remember.
You were like, write this down. We were walking into the concert and some guy randomly, what was he doing?
Okay, so there was a bunch of people outside. Some people were buying tickets, some people were selling tickets. He was looking to buy tickets. So he's like, does anybody have tickets? Does anybody have tickets? And he looked at me dead in my eyes and said, happy birthday.
And then kept, walked away.
Yeah, kept walking away.
But Jessie starts looking down at herself.
No, I literally was like, did I wear like a birthday set? Like, what the fuck?
Crazy. He like only said it to her and then walked away.
I was completely concerned.
He was an angel?
Maybe. Was he even there?
Like, did Abby see him? Or was it just us?
I think it was just us. I didn't hear Abby say a peep.
And I don't know if Abby's tapped into the Wi-Fi like me. I don't know.
Tapped into the Vasquez Wi-Fi.
I don't know. That's crazy. That was crazy.
No, I was flabbergasted. And obviously, first thing you said was that he has a gift.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, he clearly is psychic.
Yeah, or he literally just guessed it.
Wow.
I know.
Go play the lottery, papi.
It wasn't my birthday either.
Your birthday was on Monday, though.
I know. It was amazing.
7 days off.
I know, it was amazing. Absolutely
amazing.
Wow,
it was crazy. So was the concert. Wow.
No, that concert was so fucking amazing. Oh my God.
Please don't go on your
vocalist.
Hillary Duff rant.
No, I already did that on Patreon. No, right? I'm going to shut up about Hillary Duff and how, you know,
don't.
Some, not me, would report her to the Better Business Bureau for what she's charging for over there.
Oh my God. Some might say you need to lower your expectations of Hillary Duff, and that's all we're going to fucking say.
Yeah, that's all we're going to say. I'm just going to say, wow, Olivia Dean really, 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 really spoiled us, set the bar fucking high.
Oh my God, that counts.
She sounds better than her recording. She floats on stage as if she literally is like not with gravity.
Oh my God, yeah.
She just floats. She is so talented. She's so sweet. She's so powerful. I'm just like amazed by her. I cried in her song about her grandma, and then she dedicated it to immigrants, and I was like,
no, it was honestly so beautiful. I had a great time. It was so amazing.
And honestly, Atlanta's a good vibe for concerts. It really is.
That was such a vibe. I love the crowd. They were so exciting and just like, oh my God, I loved it.
Effervescent as fuck.
Yeah, super effervescent as fuck. I loved it so much.
I loved
so
it
good.
Too. Why did that lady leave next to us? The lady and the man, they left like halfway through the concert. They pulled a Hillary Duff on us.
They left? You didn't notice? To the bathroom.
No, they went to the Forever bathroom because they never came back. Never.
That is weird, huh?
What if she got like fucked up or something?
She was like,
I was kind of fucked up, not gonna lie.
I was very drunk.
By the second wine, I mean, half my wine ended up everywhere but my cup.
Guys, Jessie spilled wine all over our Olivia Dean merch.
I don't remember it happening. I do remember multiple times that I spilled.
We posed for a photo. She like took a photo like this while holding the wine in her hand, and it spilled all over the, it went over my legs.
Wait. Are you suggesting that I had the wine in my hand and my phone?
No. You were like this, but you were holding the wine. I don't know if you did this, but like it went over the merch and on my legs, but I didn't know it hit the merch. I thought I had just hit my legs. And then halfway through the concert, we're like crying and singing, and I look down and my pink shirt is like a giant stain like this, and I look at Jesse and we start laughing, and then it's on the rest of it too.
Yeah,
we come home.
Yeah,
and I show my mother.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's SeatGeek.
Why use any other ticketing apps, okay? When SeatGeek is right there, the best app ever. I honestly don't use anything else besides SeatGeek. And guess where we were recently? Guess where we just recently used SeatGeek?
Hey, we're both wearing the shirt. Our Olivia Dean concert.
Oh my God, wait.
Yeah, I'm wearing mine too.
You're wearing the Olivia? Oh yeah. My God, that's so funny. We didn't even do that on purpose, guys.
Yeah, we just came back from the Olivia Dean concert where we obviously got our tickets through SeatGeek, and the entire process was seamless. I am not a person that makes those pre-sales and pre-sales that are only for specific credit cards wake up at 5 a.m. and then lose the war and you get no tickets and it's just a shame. No, I'm never gonna be that person. So that's where SeatGeek comes in, because with over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. And truly for me, has always been a seamless, wonderful process. I will forever get my tickets through SeatGeek.
And there are so many artists going on tour right now besides Olivia Dean. Of course, there's Olivia Rodrigo, Bruno Mars, Charlie XCX, Somber, Chris Stapleton, Noah Kahan, so many.
And SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know if you're getting a good deal. All you have to do is look for the green dots. Green dots mean good, and then red means bad. And that definitely helped us when we were picking our tickets for Olivia Dean, as well as, in a lot of cases, they will actually show you either an exact or very, very close view of your seat. And, I mean, especially if you've never been to a venue before, it's super helpful to be able to see that.
That was my favorite part of getting these tickets for Olivia Dean. The picture that they showed us on SeatGeek was the exact view that we had, and it was super helpful in picking our seats, and we had great seats. And plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, which is amazing.
Concert season is officially here, and to make it even better, you can use our code JKPODCAST10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets.
That's 10% off tickets with promo code JKPODCAST10, and make sure you click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later.
And thank you so much to SeatGeek for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I made a joke. I go, Rosie, I have a project for you, because Rosie has fully worked the entire weekend. Like, I don't even know why she came. She just cleaned my whole
house. She organized her laundry room. She organized her kitchen cupboard. Like, everything, everything.
Oh, I didn't even know about that.
No, I don't know. I'm exaggerating.
Oh, I was like, wow, amazing.
But when she gets here, she's like, wow, I have a project for Rosie in the morning. In the morning.
It was a joke. And she literally was like, oh, but I don't have my materials. I don't know. And I was like, I mean, I have a stain remover, whatever. She's like, okay. And then she immediately just got to work, started rubbing it and rubbing it and rubbing it. I was like, Rosie.
No, she started to clean.
It was 1 a.m.
I have a video. I was like outside and watching her through the window. And she was upset. That was just her concentration face.
She looked so depressed.
That was just a concentration face, and she was just like, and I was like, wow, she's really going to town right now. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and she's taking
your
it
mom
seriously.
Is such what a go-getter.
Oh my god,
did that happen during Grab That Mic?
Oh my god, I think it did. Why would I have a cut on top of my hand?
I haven't seen it.
I told you that you sliced and diced me.
No, I don't.
When I was trying to get the mic. That was you.
Oh my god. But yeah, guess what my mom did? Removed the stain.
She did. She really doesn't play. Like, Kathleen has this compression cube that you need to have like a pump to like suck the air out of, and she forgot the fucking pump, and Rosie literally got on her hands and he started sucking that bag dry. I said, oh my god, that's amazing.
Jesse turns around and goes, I got a problem solver here. You know, what
like,
can I say?
She really shit. Is
problems.
Me and my mom would stare at him and be like, damn, no pump. Guess it's not gonna serve its purpose here.
But you know, she took out the stain, and now our merch is absolutely wonderful. And yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it did dye your shirt a little bit ombre on the bottom.
Fine. It's gonna look great. You'll see it. I'll wear it in the next episode.
I don't know how I fucking spilled that much. What?
Oh my god. Okay, so I posted a little video on Patreon, but if you don't follow Patreon, when Jesse got super excited about my extra dirty martini shirt, I said, that is what I'm gonna get Jesse for her birthday. I'm gonna contact Gabby and I'm gonna pay Gabby to make another shirt. And I was super, super excited. And then I saw that Lily got Jesse an industrial giant oven for her birthday, and I said, oh my god, my birthday gift sucks.
First of all, value is money.
I'm just kidding. But I was like, wow, no, Lily is like, I'm telling you,
she's
she has a gift.
She's a very good gift giver.
Oh my god, she
I
is.
Am not. I don't have.
Neither am I.
I love giving gifts, but I'm not like.
No, I'm more of like, I like giving experiences. Like, oh, I love going that. To places and like paying for people.
Same,
and like
same,
doing
same, same, same.
Like, let me take you to a concert. Let me take you to this. Let's go to dinner. I love doing that like that. But when I think of like, I'm not very good at like thoughtful gifts like that.
Well, because it's like, my brain doesn't even think. Like, maybe if I've heard you say something and I'm like, oh, she could use that. But like, she had asked me, because we're doing a polymer clay thing for our Patreon, and she had asked me like, oh, do you bake it in your oven? And I go, no, I bake it in my toaster oven. And so she says that she had been on Amazon looking for supplies, and she had seen that there were clay ovens. So when she heard that I only have a toaster oven, she's like, oh my god, perfect.
No, that was absolutely perfect.
But my brain doesn't connect those dots necessarily.
Me neither.
I never know what to get Lily ever. I'm literally like, I don't.
I'm the worst. So the only reason
I thought Gatorade. I don't know.
The only reason we could buy her a puppy and a Gatorade. The only reason that like. I thought of that in that moment was because, first of all, your birthday was like very soon after she made me the shirt, and you were like, oh my god, I love that shirt. And I said, we're in August, I guess.
Right.
I guess I can get her that shirt. I love
it. I was going to wear it, but you said you wanted to wear it next episode.
Oh yeah, we can do matching. So I won't be wearing whatever I said I was going to wear. I already forgot what I said I was going to wear in the next episode, so I won't be wearing
Olivia,
that.
Oh, your pink shirt, no?
Oh, right.
Yeah, that'll be the
next episode. But yeah, we'll be wearing our extra dirty martini shirts. But yeah, I saw it and I was like, oh my god, this is so cute. I thought it was so us, which, by the way, I was bullied severely in Disney. Severely bullied in Disney for drinking extra dirty martinis at the Brown Derby.
By who?
Not by Michelle. Michelle likes them. By Michelle's friends. Kai and Mercy. Okay, actually, it was mainly Kai.
Mercy has no mercy. Fucked
it
up.
It was mainly Kai. Literally.
But why? Why?
Looked
why?
At me when I said, you want to taste it? After he smelled it, he almost gagged. And I said, maybe don't taste it if you're gagging from the smell. But whatever. He tasted. He said, that literally tastes like spit and gasoline.
Okay.
Spit and gasoline.
Okay. Sorry, you're a toddler.
Like,
with
first of all,
taste buds of a 2-year-old.
It was delicious, but yeah, I was so bullied about
it. I understand that some people would not like a super salty drink. I get it,
but it's delicious.
But also, like, there's no need to bully just because we're adults with sophisticated taste buds. It's really not necessary.
Oh my god, I have to talk about this. And if you're watching, Queen, I love you so much. Okay, I love you so much. Okay, when we walked to the Brown Derby, it was raining at Hollywood Studios. There were these children.
No,
wait, hold on. It's funny, God okay. bless. But there were these children fully making like snow angels but in water puddles.
Why would they be watching?
Oh, I'm not gonna get there yet. Well, let me get there.
Oh, I'm like,
let
me get there. We know children don't watch our show.
Let me get there. Okay. So when I walk up to the Brown Derby, in front of the Brown Derby, it was like water from, you know, like the rain.
Yeah, like
and they
muddy.
Were laying down in it.
Ew.
Going like this.
Gross.
You know, just living their lives, these right. children. There was like six of them. And then when we were sitting by the table, there was like some sneakers on the floor. And I'm like, whose sneakers are these? Like little tiny sneakers. And I'm like, oh my god, whose sneakers are these? But I swear we were sitting there for like 45 minutes and these sneakers still weren't getting picked up. There was like a coche that fell over like 5 times.
Oh my god, Rosie's coming with coffee. Wow.
We kind of have, but
No, I'm done with mine for a long time. Thank you, Rosie.
Wow.
Rosie just wanted to be in the video, I have to say. Rosie said, me, my turn.
Oh, thank you so much. She really is working overtime here.
No, I'm telling you, I gotta Venmo her a minimum of $1,000 for her work this weekend.
She's like, oh my god, all the lunches you've bought her. That's how she repays you.
Oh my god,
she cooks and cleans.
You've been trabajando since you got here. No, then she's talking to my mom and she goes, what else am I gonna do? I'm like, oh wow, my house is so boring and you hate it here.
She loves it here. She was trying, bro. Okay, guys, I go to my uncle's house every Thanksgiving. Okay, I've been doing it for years. I walk inside from the Olivia Dean concert last night. My mom goes, by the way, we're coming for Thanksgiving. I said, no.
Don't leave her alone with my mom and TJ Maxx and Hobby Lobby for a couple hours.
No, actually, Things are going to happen. I'm going to my uncle's house. She's like, you don't have to go every year. I'm like, no, but I do actually. Like, what?
And then Kathleen goes, I already give you New Year's.
I'm like, we're already coming for New Year's Eve.
And I said, well, after Thanksgiving, there's only one more holiday.
We're going to come for Christmas. We're just going to be here every holiday.
Can you imagine?
And then we just move here.
Oh my God, the ultimate plot twist.
My stepdad had an iced coffee today.
He's turning into a Georgia American.
I know. Can you believe that?
I love that.
The fact that he had, guys, you don't understand. Cubans, they don't drink cold coffees.
Cold coffee.
One time I got into an Uber in Miami and the guy was Cuban and he was like hardcore hitting on me and whatever. We were just talking about it. He's like, oh, you're Cuban? I'm like, yeah, I'm Cuban. He's like, no. Tú tienes pinta de Americana. I'm like, well, I mean, yes, I was born in the United States, but my parents are Cuban, blah, blah. And he goes, let me guess. ¿A ti te gusta café frío?
Yeah, super.
I said, oh my God, I love café frío. He's like, yeah, Americana.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we saying? Oh my God, the girl with the puddle. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, there's like a coche sitting next to me that I picked up like 14 times. Her stitch, mommy, your stitch fell into the water several times. You know, several times. I tried. I really tried. Anyway,
who were their parents?
Let me get there. God. Anyway, after that, I see this woman, such a lovely woman. She comes up to the coach and she's picking up. She's like, I'm so sorry. These are my sneakers, whatever. She goes, I forget her name. And she's like, Lindsay Marie and Maribel. She had a really long name. She's like, why are you barefoot? These are your sneakers, whatever. The little girl gets the thing. It's like, oh, so funny. And we're like, oh my God, these are the little kids doing this, the water angels. But she leaves 2 seconds later. She goes, and she's like, by the way, I love the JK podcast.
No!
Her mom. She's like, by the way, I absolutely love you. And Jesse, I love the JK podcast. I'm like,
girl,
oh my God.
Where'd you go? Why'd you let your kids play in a dirty puddle?
I said, oh my God, queen, your stitches all fucked up and super dirty, and I might have kicked Maribel Lisa Ann's sneakers like 4 times under the chair by mistake.
Oh my God,
it's all over the place. And honestly it looks like your kids are really living life.
Lindsay and Maribel
is really living life to the fullest.
I love that. No, listen, it's hard for me to judge a parent in Disney because it honestly is like the fucking Hunger Games out there.
And it was August and it was hot. Let them get in their puddle.
My fucking favorite, you fucking walk through any Disney park at about 3 p.m. everybody's like,
no, it's
oh
so
my God. Parents like fully like a child is like thrown over their shoulder. It's
awful. Absolute hell. Don't ever go to the Disney in August.
No, I did. We used to go for Noah's birthday.
No, that's hell.
But it was so bad.
No,
I could not enjoy it.
Who can
you know?
We were all
how
melting.
Mean would it have been?
Oh, I know. Yeah. We've been to Disney Springs when it's hot and it was not good.
No, I can't do that. Anyway, all of that being said, wait, there was more. Okay, we watched Obsession. We did our polymer clay. We made so many magnets this weekend. Okay,
I'm back in
it. We made two. Kathleen had completely given up on the craft, which I could definitely sense.
Yeah.
Now, I had recently started getting back into it with Abby, so it was really nice.
I feel like you fell off. But I feel like you lost a little bit of a passion there because you were making 96 a day.
100%.
And then you lost, you know, whatever.
I did. No, and it's actually making me excited because like Joey wants some because he just got this magnet board. So I'm like, tell me what you want. Like, I really want to go back to making magnets for people. I lost it because I didn't have an idea that to me sounded good. So I was like, I don't really want to do them. Now, it all was serendipitous. Like, literally giving me that fucking clay thing. By the way, the wee clayer, she bought me the fucking big one, which is like $5 million,
and I'm gonna buy the little one, which is like $3 million.
But let me tell you, it is fucking worth it because cooks it so much better than a toaster oven. I used to burn all of my magnets.
Shut up. God, I love Jasmine.
She loves you too. That's why she bites you.
Yeah.
No, she really is. Isn't she so pretty?
No, I'm obsessed with her.
Like, I could stare
at
her.
She started
all
baking
day.
Biscuits on my tits.
And her nails are so short.
So sharp, I don't care. But I love it. She started baking biscuits and then she fell asleep right on me, so I had to fall asleep with the light on.
I know, she's so gorgeous and wonderful and precious and perfect.
Oh my God, I love her so much.
But she is a killer.
She is. My mom touched her tail and she attacked her.
Yeah, she will kill you.
I said, why the fuck would you touch your tail?
No, come on. I do that sometimes. I go like this.
You're her owner.
I go like,
okay, cat 101. Respect.
Yeah, you have to respect their space or else they will kill you.
They will.
Anyway, that fucking clay oven bakes it so much better.
Incredible.
Than my toaster oven. I swear to you, everything, especially white things you can notice it more, I would burn them, like the bottom of it and stuff.
And yeah, they get a little cooked and toasty.
Yeah, too toasty because I feel like the heat is not concentrated in the right way.
I made a little ghost for Halloween. My ghost is not white.
You know what I was having to do? Like that little envelope on my delivery driver fridge, I had to paint it white because it got fucking cooked and toasty.
I'm gonna have to do that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Are you gonna address? You gonna address the DM?
What?
Oh, I thought you were gonna address
what DM?
Chalk pastels, Jessica.
Oh my God. I don't know who you are, but there is this one lady who kept messaging me every single time that I posted a fucking magnet where we're like, this is so cute. Like, Slay Magnet Night with Kathleen. She was like, chalk pastels. You need chalk pastels. The chalk pastels will add a lot
make
more detail.
Make them more realistic.
I didn't answer.
That egg looks too fake.
I didn't answer. The next one that we put, chalk pastel. I said it's a bowl of Fruit Loops. Where do you want me to put the chalk pastels? I'm pretty sure she meant your cookies. God bless.
She did. She said, make them look at least a little baked.
No, but they were supposed to be unbaked cookies. Nobody knew that.
But they weren't round balls. You're right. They were flat. They were baked already.
I know. Mm. But it's beautiful. I love them. The thing is that with polymer clay, there's realism and then there's like cartoony.
And there's cute.
I love cartoony.
It doesn't have to look like a real fucking chocolate chip.
There's sometimes like even the Fruit Loops, that's like cartoony Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
In a cartoony looking bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck? Yeah.
Like realism really isn't my thing. Like I try to make my croissant realistic and stuff, and there's certain food things that I'm like, okay, you could go real with it.
Yeah, like a sausage.
Like my...
It's very real.
You fucking bitch. I have this little charcuterie board I'll put in a picture, and Kathleen's like, oh my God, the charcuterie board is insane. I love how your olives are the same size as your sausages. I said, yeah, thank you,
well,
bitch.
Come on, they have really big olives.
It's
I've
so
seen
hard
them.
To make such like, tiny little olives. Yeah, those are the monster olives.
Yeah, exactly. Those are those kind of olives. Come on.
And
I mean,
really
even though they have the little
sausage.
Red thing on it.
But it's fine. Those are the big...
I'm pissed.
Yeah, no, it looks great. It looks great. Honestly, I'm back into it. What were you going to say?
No, nothing. I was just going to say we made a bunch of magnets and we watched Obsession, which was a very good and weird, funky movie. But I liked it.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
No, her acting is insane.
Yeah,
like, see, like,
great.
I can appreciate, even though that's totally not my type of movie. Yuck. No, I don't like that. I don't like gory, nasty, freaky, deaky, horrible, depressing,
gross, a little
ending
bit.
With no point. I hate that.
And I do hate like blood stuff. Like
I hate
when
that
she
shit.
Like when she like stabs herself
no, no,
in the
no,
forehead.
No, no, no,
I don't
no,
like
I
that,
that
kind of stuff.
I hate that. So it's not my type of movie, but I can appreciate
good.
It because even though that was like not a high budget movie, they did a really good job.
The lore
and
of it
then
is
sinners.
Just so in.
Bro, speaking of sinners, you saw that Corbin
yeah,
for the reunion.
Oh my God.
Everybody's like, why is he dressed like he's in the movie Sinners?
No, genuinely, he looked like old-timey as fuck.
Yeah, why is he
old-timey
so old-timey?
Mafia or something. Yeah.
And then, of course, Caleb, like, came back from the park.
Like, yeah, I did not like the reunion. Bro, why did they film the Love Island fucking reunion and
six
show
months
it to
before
us
the reunion.
In 2 months? Everybody's going to be broken
by the
up
time
and miserable.
Like, even now, the reunion's not up yet.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. No, not even close. Unless,
crazy.
I mean, never say never. I don't know when this is going
up. Oh, God. Please. That was just crazy. Anyway.
Sunday is a new Wednesday, am I right?
It sure is.
I had the episode done completely by Thursday, minus the ads. I will say, minus the ads. I had the episode completely done and caffeine completely distracted me.
Come on.
And it was worth it because guess what? Now she's going to leave and back to life, back to reality. And I have plenty of time
to
work.
To edit it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
Actually, it's already up. So you did your job. Slay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I was very devastated that we did film because everybody was saying like, please do a polymer clay video.
Bro, I'm so mad that because it was on its way to be
it really,
an amazing video.
It was so good.
Video.
We were taking fire whiskey shots. We were like trying to get like turned the fuck up and do polymer clay and have this underneath our armpits.
No,
and do
guys,
the whole thing.
Like seeing Jessie in her full like Dexter Morgan, like with the fucking gloves. And like
that's
her,
the thing
her
is
light,
that Kathleen
her, like, fucking,
okay
she has
now
a micro, like a little magnifying glass that comes into her eye like
no
this,
no
and then all of this
you know what I thought about getting you know those glasses where you don't have to look down it, like projects your eyes so you can do better.
Well I mean it helps with
for
tech
your neck.
Neck
yeah with tech neck that's what I thought
I need all those gadgets but guys coming here is so fucking dangerous I'm gonna walk you through the things that we have purchased let me just walk
but before you do I didn't even have to do anything. She calls me overconsumption final boss. You buy a bunch of pointless shit. And then she comes to my house and on her own accord looks around and says, holy shit, you have amazing things that I want too. Oh, really? Interesting. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, my mom. Okay, let's start with my mom.
I wasn't expecting Rosie. I'm
not
gonna lie.
No, that is crazy. My mom, she was taking a long time taking a shit in the bathroom. And when she finally came out, I was like, my God, that was the longest shit ever. She's like, actually, I was mainly sitting on the toilet doing my Amazon shopping. I'm like, what'd you buy? She's like, the dryer sheet, the what was it? Like the
Shout color catchers.
My mom didn't know that existed. Neither did I, in fact.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can throw something into your dryer.
You can do white and colors together
like,
and
into
throw
your
in
washer.
The color catcher too.
And it catches the color. We separate colors at my house.
For what?
It's crazy. What are we in 1994?
Literally.
Anyway, she bought that. She bought like these little like balls in your closet that like smell
balls.
Good. Like something for the.
Oh no, the scent beads. The scent beads.
But she buys scent beads. But apparently,
I know. She told me she goes, the ones in my house are good. But you know what I'm gonna do? Yours are really good. I'm gonna mix them. I said, wow.
Well, yeah, because she said that yours are expensive, and so she's gotta like you know.
They're not.
Mix them little by little.
Oh my God.
She buys like $4 ones. God bless. She has like a lint catcher on the side of her
No, it's a lint trash can that's magnetic. Like the entire back end of it is magnetic. So you put it on your washer or dryer so you can just put, like, you don't have to have a trash can on the floor or on the wall or something.
That is crazy.
It's amazing.
And then she bought something else. She bought four things on Amazon.
So many useful things
in the span of like.
It's like Nassim. Nassim always makes fun of me. Nassim always makes fun of me. But every time we need something, I'm like, we've got that.
The scrub daddy stick. She bought it. She bought all of that stuff. Okay.
Oh yeah, which is weird because last time she was here, she fully did not like that. It's the dish wand that scrub daddy, and she wanted me to get her a regular sponge, so I got her a regular sponge last time. But this time she's like, oh my god, I tried it, and it doesn't fuck up your hands because you're not using it. I'm like, yeah, we'll see. Of course.
Yeah. She's really into it. Loves it. She bought it. So for me, okay, I bought a bunch of shit on Sephora.
Really went hard.
Wow. Okay. I bought a bunch of shit at Sephora. Help me. I'm so out of the makeup.
No, I'm actually scared. She fully looked at the red can of L'Oreal Infallible Setting Spray and said, I have never seen this in my life. I said, wow, you really need to get back to making beauty videos.
She has, Jessie has about 45 different setting sprays on her vanity right now.
Depending on the occasion, of course. Right.
And so I'm like, wow, these are all like really interesting and all really good. By the way, not a single one of this is the Caliray Surf Proof setting spray.
I used to use that. I remember it smells like wet dog.
But I love it. I'm not going to lie. I love the one size one, but my dry ass like skeleton skin, I have to mix it with the powder melt because if not, I would look crazy.
Oh yeah, I mix
it. But like
too,
Caliray keeps my makeup on all day without making it look crusty.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the L'Oreal Infallible one that I bought is going to make me look crusty.
No. So here's the key with that. Use the powder melt first.
Okay.
And then Infallible, you cannot like go like... You cannot do that. It will literally put a film over you. You'll look crazy.
Okay.
It needs to be like one circle. That's it.
And that works?
Yes.
Because it was last night. I did powder melt. Then I did one size over it. And then I'm like, I look crazy again, like dry. And then I did powder melt again.
Oh,
I did the combo and that helped.
Yeah, you could do the same thing with the Infallible. But Infallible is literally hairspray. I would never use that every day.
Before we go any further, we want to thank our last sponsor, and that's Quince.
August is such a wonderful month, not only because it's my birthday, but I feel like it's a very transitionary point when it comes to your style because we're starting to head into fall, you know, we're leaving summer behind us. And it is a perfect time to hit reset before the autumn rush. And for me, that always starts with my wardrobe. And Quince is amazing because Quince proves that you don't need a crowded closet to look incredible. You just need the right pieces. And boy, do they have them.
Yeah, and Quince specializes in effortless, high-quality essentials like ultra soft organic cotton and premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters, and they're beautifully tailored. They fit so amazing and they're honestly built to last. The quality of Quince is unmatched, especially for the price, which is the best part.
Yeah, everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and I don't know how they do it because they still work directly with ethical factories and cut out that middleman so that you're paying for the quality and not the brand markup. And honestly, everything I've gotten from Quince has been such amazing quality. No matter how much I wash it, you can really tell the difference between that and something that's more expensive, but you're just paying for the brand, you know?
Oh my gosh, did I tell you that I recently took care of my friend Andrea, her dog Walter, and she, not only were they beautiful sheets, but I slept in her bed that weekend, and I was like, oh my gosh, where are these sheets from? And when I looked at them, they were from Quince, and I asked her about them, and she was like, I used your code, and they were so comfortable and high quality. I was like, of course they're from Quince.
Yeah, and that's because Quince doesn't just have apparel. They have amazing bed sheets, like Kathleen just mentioned, but they also have like bath and kitchen staples. They have a ton of essentials, and they even have like amazing furniture, which is insane. You could pretty much find anything on Quince. It's crazy.
I always recommend Quince if you're looking for a gift for someone, for a loved one, because they have everything under the sun there. I've gotten some of my favorite little sunglasses from Quince, some jewelry. I already talked about my linen pajamas. They're my favorites.
Yeah, I got some high-waisted linen shorts that were a staple for me this summer because, wow, linen really needs to be what everyone's wearing in the summer. It's so breathable and wonderful. How did I not know it existed before this summer?
And the material is good for you, okay? No polyester.
That's what they say. So upgrade your everyday and download the Quince app for app exclusive offers, or go to quince.com/jkpod to get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns,
which they are now available in Canada and the UK too. And that is Quince, quince.com/jkpod.
And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Why did I get an email that says, thanks for your order, your digital things will be available soon?
I'm gonna fucking jump the people of JCPenney.
24 to 48 hours.
But at this point, we can save them for the fucking live show because that's when we'll get them.
Anyway.
So yeah, I didn't know about that L'Oreal Infallible hair, whatever. She's like, yeah, everybody knows about it. She was even like, oh my God, I recently bought that Van Gogh.
Oh my God, she cannot get the name right. Hung Van Gogh.
I recently bought the Hung Van Gogh palette that has like 98 colors. I'm like, what palette? She's like, wow, it's going viral right now. I'm like,
No, not the palette. I said Hung Van Gogh as in the guy who has the red carpet foundation and the one that went viral, and she's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, what red carpet foundation?
Like, Kathleen, everybody in the beauty community has reviewed it. Everybody.
I had not seen that.
It like went viral because he's a makeup artist, and the whole shtick of it all was that it's all neutral shades. There's no warm, there's no cool.
Well, guess what? I bought that, I bought the foundation, I bought the cream bronzer. Was not influenced by Jessie, but I got the cream bronzer.
Yeah.
But I got the cream bronzer. I got a bunch of shit on Sephora. Then I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like, do you have a makeup wipe? I really need to remove my makeup. I don't want to wash my face right now. She hands me this little majestic black pouch, and when I start rubbing my face with it. I'm like, oh my God, this is the most moisturizing, nourishing face wipe. And the back of it says, clean your skin without the sink or something.
Something like that.
And yeah. I was like, I need that. What is
yeah,
that?
The whole point is that you don't have to put on like skincare. You could literally be laying down and just like throw
I bought it.
It. Yeah.
I bought it. She's using this like little makeup light to film our fucking get ready with me.
No, my favorite part is that you started bullying me for that.
Yeah, because I was like, wow, I have a better one.
Yeah, she goes, mine is so much bigger. I go, that's worse. Why would you want a bigger one? Like, isn't the whole point compact?
Because the thing is that my bigger one is so powerful, but that little one is so powerful.
It's super powerful and way more compact.
I
used to have a bigger one.
I bought it. What else have I bought?
My God, what haven't you bought?
Oh my God, she got this really cute chartreuse colored shirt in there. I'm buying it. Second, we're done filming. My God, it's so cute. I bought so many things. I'm like, wow, I need that. I need to buy
no, literally,
that.
It was there. Like, my package was sitting there. She's like, what's inside?
I'm like, ooh, presents.
See?
Got another package today.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, that's why, you know, I give my delivery drivers protein shakes and whatnot.
I do like that. But I wonder what else I bought, because I feel like I bought more. I definitely spent a whole stack.
And I didn't say anything. I was just telling her, like, oh yeah, this is this and that is that. And I wasn't trying to influence her one way or another, and you turned into overconsumption final boss. I'm telling you, I do some pointless ass fucking purchases for sure, especially like at 2 a.m. when I'm confused and my brain isn't working right.
Like, she has this fucking magic coaster that when you put a cup on it.
Don't even mention that. I want to throw it. I want to break it on my fucking knee and throw it away. It's the Barsis coaster or something, and it's supposed to be for like mixology, like to make drinks, and it's supposed to tell you like, okay, this ingredient, and it tells you like it turns red when you stop pouring and all that stuff. Doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work at all. She was very frustrated. Literally. But it looked so cool. When you were doing it, I'm like, oh my God, if that works, that is
no,
magic.
No, I literally was like, put the glass on. I said, the glass is on, you stupid fucking piece of shit.
And that's why I don't fucking like futuristic shit.
But my nugget ice maker with the auto dispenser.
No, I need it.
I mean.
I need it. So now I have to buy the oven that's $200. I need to stop coming here.
But I told you. I said, prove to yourself that you're back into clay for real, for real.
You're right. I'm going to at least.
It's not worth it if you're not. You can bake them perfectly fine. Maybe a little toasty in a toaster.
I have like my own personal little polymer clay toaster oven. Have I burned a bunch of shit? Yes, I have. I'm so sorry, Janine. My mentally ill Virgo cousin that's watching this, and she made the most glorious Mickey Mouse hat that said her last name across it in the front. It was so cute, and I burnt the fuck out of it.
I would literally never forgive you. If it was my first one.
It was her first ever
polymer
clay.
Bro, I'd be so fucking mad.
I had a polymer clay party at my house recently, and I had just bought that toaster oven. It was the first time I used it. I burned mine too.
First time? No, you gotta run it first.
I know. I put mine and hers in there, and I fucking burnt the shit out of it. It got like bubbles.
No.
Yeah. And then I felt so bad that when she left, I started grinding it like a Tamagotchi to try to get them.
Oh my God, how many microplastics did you inhale?
I inhaled a bunch of them just for Janine, you know. I really did.
It didn't work.
I told her. She's watching this, so damn it. But I did tell her that it's getting better, and I just need to gloss it, and I think the bumps will go away. I think I could totally save it.
Mama, gloss doesn't make bumps go away. If anything, it highlights them.
I'm working on it. You'll see, guys. I'm gonna work on it.
You grind that Tamagotchi,
yeah,
her name.
Yeah, and then like she wrote the last name in like a bright yellow, and it's now a Dijon mustard color instead of a bright yellow, but I think I could paint it.
Right. Yeah, you're really good at painting.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like my passion is 100% back.
Oh, mine too.
I'm so ready. What is next? Like, I'm pissed that we couldn't do one more today.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually really pissed.
Like, I'm pissed.
Because I'd love us to do mangoes.
No, oh my God. Mangoes.
We gotta bust out those Choc pastels.
Oh, she's gonna be happy.
Oh, yeah.
No, my favorite part was I was like, girl, I have them. Every color.
Yeah.
You can imagine. I didn't want... No, don't bitch
her. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not a bitch. That was crazy. You're like probably so sweet. Giving us great advice. Like,
no, actually. Me and Kathleen don't take constructive criticism.
No,
well.
We don't.
We take it very personally. Okay, wait. Say the story of Chandler.
Guys. Oh, wait. Well, Chandler, if you're watching...
Please, we need you,
so
ma'am.
So we were leaving the Olivia Dean concert, and this super, 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 super lovely, lovely girl comes up to us, and she's like, oh my God, I just want you guys to know that I'm going to go home and I'm going to binge and catch up to JK podcast. I love you so much, whatever. She was so, so sweet. Sometimes I hear things, okay? So I need Chandler. Her name was Chandler. Which you wouldn't know.
There's a Chandler and Friends. Okay, yes,
so
of course
excited.
I know their names.
Chandler and I looked at Jesse and went, anyway, please let us know in the comments what you said, because I heard you say, have a good night. Well, no, that is what she said, right?
Yeah, have a good night.
Yeah. You said, have a good night. And then I heard Jesse say, love you too.
No, I said you too.
So I would like you to come forward. Did you hear Jesse say, love you too or you too?
Because Kathleen fully bullied me for,
oh my God,
45 minutes.
The minute you said it, I started to crack up. So how awkward if you didn't say that and Chandler was like,
you know, literally.
What a freak.
No, probably. That's what probably happened.
Yeah, that's probably what happened, because I was like, ah! I said to crack up.
And then even like, it wasn't funny. It was pissing me off so much that like, you found it so funny. I was like, I didn't say that. Like, I didn't fucking say that. Like, you're pissing me off.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It was so funny. But like, really, if you did say you too, I guess. Not as funny.
Even if I said love you too. At one point, she said she loves me.
Yeah, that is true.
No, somebody on the Patreon chat was like, that's really sweet, actually.
It is really sweet. I just thought it was funny, guys. I can't laugh. my God.
That's how I feel.
Oh my God, I'm cooking out here. Jesus
Christ. I feel like I'm having the beginning signs of heat stroke because I actually feel like fucked up.
Oh my God.
Yesterday, by the way, me and Jesse were sitting on the porch or like in the back. And then I grabbed my phone to like turn on the flashlight.
Oh my God, not the scouring pad.
Oh.
The scrub daddy scouring pad.
You already ordered the scrub daddy. The ones. What's that?
The scouring pad.
Mom, we have things like that. We have like the little metal
the
one.
The little Brillo pads.
The little metal one from like 1947. That scratch out your plates. That's enough.
No, I cannot scratch
the plates. No, the ones we have.
Pero el scrub daddy está buenísimo. Ahora está limpiando la cocina, así, pues, ¿sabes? La de eso ahí, el caldero, donde estaba la carne. Más parte afuera.
Yeah.
Scrub daddy.
Scrub daddy.
Sponsored by Scrub daddy.
Sponsored by Scrub daddy.
Nice. Put it on the list. Put it on the list.
The list.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm telling you, I have all the good stuff.
No, actually.
Come to my house and there's probably something you can buy on Amazon.
Yeah, actually. So anyway, we were sitting in the patio, or what do you call that? The backyard? Yeah, I guess. The porch. We were on the porch in the back. The back porch.
Oh, tell them about my birria tacos. Do you like them?
Oh my God, they're incredible.
Thank you so much.
No, actually. And like, you really know how to work a, what's it called?
A hibachi grill. No, my Blackstone.
You are incredible on that Blackstone.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
My Olympic sport.
Wow, you're really, really good. Those birria tacos were fire.
Thank you. They did give Giovanni a horrendous stomach ache.
No, that was the beer.
No, I know he's saying that just to make me feel better.
Wait, the beer fucks him up all the time. Why does he continue to drink it? I don't know.
I hope it's that, because honestly, my heart was completely shattered.
So what I was saying, we were in the back porch last night, and I grabbed my phone, like a flashlight. And I'm like, oh my God, I heard something over here. And I go like this with my flashlight. Jesse gets up faster than I don't know what. She's like, I'm out of here, and ran inside.
Well, because we had heard coyotes earlier.
Okay, so you were gonna let me get eaten by a coyote.
100%. I thought you were flight or fight or like flight. You gotta fly, honey.
No,
fly, birdie, fly.
I was definitely fright.
Everybody for themselves, run.
I was definitely fright. I was like, trying to look with the flashlight.
That
around.
Is the dumbest
she's
shit
gone.
Ever. You hear something, and you're like,
I want to see what I'm hearing.
Oh my God, that's so stupid.
You want me to go run into them? Like, the door was
open. You're like, yeah.
What? What's that?
You said run into them, like run into the coyotes?
Yeah, boy, do you sound like that?
I mean, I would imagine you would make a noise like that if you did that. Like, yeah! You know what I mean? Like, you have to be more... Because you have to be more scary to them than they are of you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. Make all sorts of noises.
I always say that, like, if I'm ever attacked by a man.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be like... You gotta really let
them
have it.
I'm gonna go fucking buck wild.
Yeah,
girl.
I don't hope you're ever attacked.
Oh, please.
But I would love to see you attack a man.
Oh, I will absolutely attack the shit out of a man.
Yeah, like gouge his little eyes out.
I sure fucking will.
Stuff like that. I love that.
Well, anyway. Well, it turns out we didn't have that much to talk about.
I thought we had so much.
Okay, we had JCPenney, Fantabulous, Obsession,
Chicken Salad Chick. Levy and Jesse, my Gin O'Clock, we didn't talk about it. It was Fantabulous.
Gin O'Clock was so good.
It lasted 2.5 seconds.
No, actually.
Literally, there was not enough to go around.
Yeah.
What else? That's it, isn't it? Giovanni being depressed because all the people that were here last time weren't here.
No, it's so funny. We get here and he goes, y el grandón?
Alex.
Debbie. He goes, el grandón? I said, he's not here today. He goes, and Joey? I go, no. He's like, what? He was so pissed. I'm like, you know, they don't live here, right? They don't live here.
He's a lot like you. Like, I feel like he likes to do things in the exact same way, too.
Oh, yes.
And like, he was getting so depressed that we weren't all outside during the barbecue. He's like, come outside so we can all be together.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Giovanni,
it's fucking 1,000 degrees out there. He absolutely hated this trip and will never come back.
No, he absolutely loved this trip. What are you talking about?
First he looks he so loves bored. Nassim.
When we were getting here, we left the airport and he was like, oh, we're going to Uber, right? I'm like, no, Nassim is getting here in a few. He's like, Nassim is gonna pick us up. I'm like, yeah. He was so excited.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. Nassim, when we were watching that horrendous scrambled eggs movie, which is awful.
Guys, okay,
awful.
Hold on. The next night, we were making more polymer clay.
Yeah.
I love making polymer clay with you and watching a movie.
I love it so much.
It's so much fun.
It's so much fun.
So I was like, oh my gosh, so people who wrote or who made voicemails for Isabel made another movie like in 2023 and it's called Scrambled. Let's watch it because voicemails for Isabel is so incredible. So this must be good too. Yeah, I fucking hated it.
Wrong.
Scrambled sucked.
No, literally though, what was the whole message? Like, your biological clock is ticking, you old hag.
Yeah, like I feel like there was not even like, it wasn't even like a, maybe if there was like a friendship, you know, like girlhood.
Yeah. I wasn't
like,
giving.
So it was nothing. There was nothing.
It was her completely like male-centered life surrounding around having children, and those two things very depressed me.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, very, very sad. She was 34, which is my age.
No, when she said I'm 34, Catherine was like me.
It was a very depressing movie. I don't
it really
like it
was. But that being said, when we were watching that movie, Nassim eventually came in and kicked us out of the room. We had to move to the living room.
Oh my God.
He had to go to sleep.
He walks in, he goes, how long is this gonna...
I go, very long. We got a whole movie.
He goes, oh, you got like 30 minutes before I come in here.
And then
and
he came in 10 minutes. He goes, no, I'm very tired.
He came in, I'm not kidding, it was like, let's say 11:55 when he said that. You got 30 minutes.
He came in at
12:07.
Yeah, I know. But it was later than that. And right before, he like tried his best and he was like, Giovanni, come on, let's play pool. And Giovanni was like, no, no, no more. No more, no more. I can't.
Why?
They had played like 5,000 rounds of pool. Yoani was so tired.
I know. I mean, like, you know.
And then that's when he kicked us out of the room. He said, I can't anymore. I got to go to sleep. I was like, damn it. Yoani could have distracted him from us.
Yeah, but basically my mom went to bed too.
Yeah, no, the party stopped, you know, the whole thing.
It was
anyway,
a travel day. After it was a travel day. You know
no,
what
it wasn't.
Say. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, then I don't know.
But anyway, lights, camera, smiles to wrap this bad boy up.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, they're calling me from JCPenney.
No.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jessica?
It is.
Okay, good news. We were able to push through another remake. I believe the first ones that we attempted were the incorrect email.
Oh, okay. I had gotten confirmation, though. Like, Shutterfly had actually sent me an email saying, like, we made an account for you. So I don't know if it was,
Yeah. I'm not sure. We were able to push one for you.
Okay.
And it did tell me a time. It said 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, okay. That's the time we had originally gotten to with the other. Like, it looks the same as the first confirmation I got, essentially.
Okay. So I believe you will receive a follow-up email, the same one as last time.
Okay.
If there's any trouble from now till Tuesday, you can definitely give us a call, but we also have those numbers.
Other than that, we were able to push those photos for you once more.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. If anything goes wrong, give us a call on Tuesday.
All right, we'll do.
Oh, well, hold on. Like, I was mistaken a little bit. JCPenney, the new location, will be closed on Tuesday and Wednesday. So you can call the location and they'll be able to help you.
Oh, okay.
Let me pass you their number.
Okay.
55. 9355.
Once more.
678.
No, I beg, no more. Put me out of my misery. Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, and you can call and they'll be able to figure out why the photos may not be showing up if they don't.
Okay, got it.
But other than that, I hope you have a wonderful day. And again, sorry for all this, what's it called? Inconvenience.
All right, no worries.
I know you were excited for the photos, and I can't wait for you to receive them.
All right, thank you. Oh my God, I'm sweating.
That was crazy.
My favorite part, you said, good news, you're back where you started.
He's like, great news, you gotta wait 48 hours.
Great news, we have no idea if you're gonna get your pictures or not. Perfect.
So basically, he's like, we're just gonna put it in all over again.
Perfect.
Let's see when the fuck we ever get those.
Never, ever. Anyway, lights, camera, smiles, fuck.
I wanted to fucking post as a carousel today, but I guess not. Look how cute this is. Tell me, this is not the most precious thing.
My God, they're puppies. That's like Adami with me. Isn't she the best cuddler?
Oh, she is the best cuddler.
Oh my God.
Bro,
that's so sweet.
Isn't that so cute? Speaking of Adami and cuddling, when I got here, she was like so excited. I'm telling you, like, oh my God, when I saw her, when she opened the car and I saw her for the first time, she was like so excited.
I know.
It filled me with so much joy.
She was talking about it all day. She was, oh, where's caffeine? Now she calls her caffeine.
I know, not caffeine. It's caffeine. No. It's changing. Next it'll be... Kathleen.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Next, we're going to get a... No. But she was so funny. When I get here, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go use the bathroom. And she's like, okay, I'll go with you. And I'm like, no, mommy, I have to do caca. Like, I have to do number two. She goes, no problem, I'll just stand there and I'll go like this. I said, no, mommy.
She tried to fully be in there while you shit, your mom shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a shy pooper, mommy. You have to stand outside. She stood right outside the door and I heard her jiggle the doorknob the whole fucking
You
time.
Locked her up.
I knew she was going to try to come in there while I was shitting. I knew it.
This is my favorite. Even though we missed this because we skedaddled on out of the venue. Look at how serendipitous this is. Oh my God. This was where we were fully.
Got something to give. I want it.
Oh, my favorite part of the concert was Kathleen saying, we need to bring a Ziploc bag. We need a Ziploc. It has to be a Ziploc bag. I said, why would we bring a Ziploc bag? She goes, the confetti. You don't understand. The confetti has lyrics written on them. Okay, we have to make
to
a scrapbook
fair,
out of it.
It did. But according to Abby, her theory is that because we were in the Hawks arena.
Yeah, it was the sports team confetti that came out. It was just red.
It was just orangey sports team confetti. Yeah.
When Kathleen, we finally caught them. We're like, no. And we kept catching them. We're like, no, where are the lyrics?
No, literally, we were
and
devastated.
Also, you were like, oh man, we're not going to get confetti. That confetti went everywhere. It even went inside by the merch tables and shit. That confetti was
but
fucking
I was
everywhere.
So
I know they hate
there was
their
no...
fucking life cleaning that shit. That's
I'm
crazy.
I'm so mad that they
were
not there.
They could reuse that confetti.
Reuse it?
They should.
Of course not.
Why?
It's like biodegradable. It like biodegrades in your hand.
Just like the Disney fireworks. Yeah, you just go like this and go... No, it doesn't. It's like paper.
Oh my God, no, wait. Show them your the other video of them doing the electric slide at Atlanta concert.
Oh yeah, I'll put it right here.
Wow, look at this. Like, Atlanta's just amazing.
No, genuinely. And we missed all of it. I don't know if that was before. I know that video, the last one that I showed you, was after.
People leaving the concert.
But
yeah,
that first one looked like it might be before.
Atlanta's beautiful.
Really was.
I had a great time, honestly. Yeah,
no, it was beautiful. I really love, I'm going to be thinking about that concert as one of the most beautiful ones I've been to.
Honestly, I will never forget it. Oh my God, I have to leave in 30 minutes.
Okay, we're out of here. Anyway, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But it is hot as balls and that is all we've got. And wow. As always, we will see you next week. We don't know what day.
Jeff Bezos, please enjoy my tit sweat.
Oh my God.
When I return this.
I will see you next week.
Oh, we won't. JK, because I'm going to make it to Miami just fine. It's going to be beautiful.
You're going to live forever.
Whoa.
Bye.
Bye.